Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, just at the top of the show to let you know about the Patreon. You can go to patreon.com/dykwia, that's patreon.com/dykwia, and you get a bonus podcast every week called Top 5, where me and a buddy sit down and we discuss the top 5 of a topic of our choice. Also, thanks everyone who's been giving 5-star reviews on iTunes. I had a look at the other day and it's great to see so many there, so thank you very much for that. This is a super funny episode with Luke Heggie, Rodney Todd, Rose Callahan and Prue Blake, episode 273. Enjoy. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earle and I'm currently here in the rubble that we are in Melbourne. My whole house fell down and I didn't save my children, didn't save my pets. I just saved my podcasting equipment. That's all. That's the important thing.
What about your kids?
Nah, they're old enough. They can save themselves. Okay. It's survival of the fittest down here in Melbourne, Rose. Who are these people who I'm going to be talking to? If this is the first time listening to the show, what I do? I get 4 very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest shares his name with an aviation mechanic at TAE Aerospace, which is fitting as he is one of the hosts of the Mid-Flight Brawl podcast. Can you please welcome back to the pod? It's Luke Heggie.
Yes. How you going, mate?
Hey, Heggie. How you doing?
Very well, thanks. Very good. Good to see Melbourne perennial victims again. Yes.
I actually thought of you, only because I knew we were recording this, but I thought you would be like loving. I thought you might have been even sending out my heart bleeds for Melbourne. Hopefully you're all safe down there.
Put out some emergency cutes, pictures of cats and shit for you people. Yeah, no, I'm all right.
Our next guest shares her name with a photographer and digital communications officer at Melbourne Polytechnic. But the one we have here, I think, is the first person on the podcast whose actual title is Doctor. Can you please welcome back to the podcast, it's Prue Blake.
Yay. Hello, thanks for having me.
Dr. Blake, Mr.
Doctor.
Yeah, I'm a doctor. I was single for a long time and I hated the title Ms. So I got a PhD and doctor for the rest of my life.
What's it in?
It's in civil engineering.
Yeah.
Which you would not expect with the amount I've Googled, is apartment safe earthquake today?
If you're on a plane and someone said, is there a doctor on board, and there was a pause, would you go and sort it out?
I've watched a lot of Grey's Anatomy, so yeah, I might give
it a go. She could fix the plane, maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, is that what a civil engineer does?
My PhD is actually in buses, so I can't do anything.
Oh, nice.
Much like Melbourne's buses.
Yeah, you're in the wrong city. Yeah.
So if you're on a bus and someone yells, is there a doctor on the bus?
Then it's all me, baby.
Yeah.
So someone wants a prescription for some meds, that's what it said. All right. Also joining us is a comedian who shares her name with a rapid disaster responder in the US. Can you please welcome back to the podcast? It's Rose Callahan.
Thank you. Woo-hoo. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Rapid disaster. You'd have been good down in Melbourne today.
Oh. Yeah, I could have really cleaned up in this whole last year and a half period.
Now, Rose, since you were on last time you announced that you were pregnant.
Yeah, and really didn't care, and that was annoying.
Well, we could all see you. We could tell that you were pregnant. You were like 7 months pregnant at the time. But
I was 2 months pregnant, Josh. That's so rude. No, I wasn't. But I don't know. It's fun to say, isn't it?
Now, the baby is in the house.
Yeah.
Is that why you're speaking a little bit softer than...
Nah. Not. Do you think this is soft? No, he's at the other end of the house, so it's fine. But he used to, because we moved, but if it was in our old house, like, I mean, you know when people are like, oh, have you decorated the nursery? And it's like the nursery is our office. It was just like our office and a cot. But now he has his own room, so yeah. I'm like a big old adult.
La-di-da. And finally is a man who shares his name with the CEO and president of a fitness company in California. Can you please welcome back? It's comedian Rodney Todd.
Hey.
Yes.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, Rodney.
How you doing?
Good. How do you know about this fitness guy?
No, I don't know much about fitness.
Rodney Todd Fitness is his company.
No. All right. Rodney Todd Fitness. Yeah. It's better than the. I think I said this last time. It's better than the other Rodney Todd, who is a sad story.
Yeah, we did say that. And then afterwards, you said it. You realized you shouldn't have said it. But that's all right.
Yeah.
Do you want to say it again?
Like, no, I'm
into it.
What's your middle name, Rodney? It's not fitness, is it?
No, it's not fitness. No.
Oh, okay.
Hey, our first game today is called Social Media. What I'm going to do, I'm going to read out status updates by the four of you. If you think you know who wrote them, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You can't vote for your own ones, so buzz in for your own ones. So poker face is on. If you get it right, you get a point. If you don't get it right, the person actually wrote it, they get the point. So you can't lose points, so don't worry about it. All right, question one. If you've never worked in an outbound call center or a charcoal chicken, you're
Rose.
Part of the 1%. Yes, Rose.
Oh, wait.
Yes, Rose. What is it, Rose?
I was going to say Prue.
No, it's you, you dipshit.
Luke.
That's a really. I was like, that's really funny. I think Prue wrote it.
I did that last time too. You're like, well, that one's amusing.
That's good. We haven't had a dipshit for a while, Rose. That's good. People like it when they
that's my role.
In Which one are you, Rose? Did you work in charcoal chicken or a call center?
I worked in call centers for a long time, and I believe charcoal chicken was one of the jobs. There was a charcoal chicken in my area where I grew up that every young person got offered to do a trial shift there that was unpaid, and then like there was never a job at the end of the trial shift. I guess there was a lot of teenagers in the area, so they could just cycle through this free labor.
Yeah, there was a charcoal chicken in Launceston, but the chicken out the front was actually a rooster, and it was in like garter and suspenders.
Oh,
so it was very progressive, very progressive down there in Launceston.
Very sex-positive charcoal chicken shop, and that's what I like.
Because we talked last time you were on the show, Luke, you were doing call center stuff.
Me?
Yeah, didn't you? Well,
I've never done call center. No way. I did the an introduction line.
Scam artist.
Yeah. No, that was Telly Cafe, where you're pre-internet lining people up for roots.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, it's very good.
Have you worked in call center?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm a doctor. No, she's of course not.
Way above that shit.
There you go.
Sorry.
A doctor of buses, though. Come on.
What did you do when you were at uni?
I worked at Coles and Baker's Delight.
Okay. That's Rodney? Like... Yeah.
Yes, I've suffered working in a call centre. And I used to have this trick because when you get the headset and sometimes when you're on the call for a fucking really irritating customer, I found out a way where if you put the volume up on the box... And then you get the mic and you turn it towards the earpiece, it feedback. And then you just pretend there's a problem on the line. And they're going, hello, hello. And then you just hang up. And then you go on smoko. So then they call back someone else. And you don't get to speak
KPIs
to them. Yeah.
Genius.
If I was your team leader, I would have been across with you.
Yeah,
Yuck.
All right. Question two.
If I was ever a team leader.
Don't waste your time asking, excuse me, do you know where the toilets are? Because they're probably at the back. Just try the back. Don't be an idiot.
True.
Luke. I heard Luke first.
That's Rodney.
Yeah, these are Rodney. You're putting for Luke.
Yes.
Sorry, Luke.
Oh, no, I'll just assume, is that from being at the Factory Theatre on the megaphone? Or it's just...
I probably tweeted that then.
How do you get that gig? I moved to Sydney for like, it was 2.5 years and I never got asked to go on the megaphone at the Factory Theatre. What do I have to do?
Just ask
You want it.
Yeah, I need them to know that I'm ready and to ask me to do it, you know?
So Rose, if you want to be on the megaphone, there's a group of guys walking around the streets of Melbourne at the minute.
Okay.
They've got megaphones. You could probably get out the front.
I mean, I could just go and get a high-vis vest and join them.
But people ask this at small bars, like, oh, excuse me, where the toilets is? Like, I've been at a small bar in Newtown, like, there's maximum 30 people, and they walk in the bar and say, do you know where the toilets are? It's like, it's a fucking 30 people capacity bar, you dumb cunt. Like, just go out the back, you know? They're not out the front, fuck's sake.
It's an outdoor toilet out the back.
It's a great tweet, Rodney.
Yeah.
Relatable to many circumstances.
Yeah.
All right, question three. After 4 or 5 decades on TV, you'd reckon the Footy Show host would be better?
Prue.
Yes, Prue.
Luke.
Yeah, you are right. Oh. Yes.
Was this your poker face looking absolutely. Like you're about to answer Luke?
Yeah, yeah, I'll do that. Oh, it's got to. Yeah.
Oh, could it be?
Were you worried, Luke, biting the hand that feeds you? Because you've been on the footy show. You've done comedy on the footy show.
I was the rugby league. I was the testimonial comedian on the rugby league footy show.
It's not the real footy show, though.
I think you find it is.
Well, it's the only one that's on still, isn't it?
No, it's gone.
Oh, it's gone as well?
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah. They tried to replicate it post Fatty and the Boys. Never worked out.
Wow.
They even put a woman in once. She got absolutely caned by the fans. So
they did that on our one as well. Yeah. I think that
people aren't quite ready for that level of change yet.
All right. Okay. Yeah, we've had some fun.
Yeah, I don't know. No, I reckon
it's funny because me and Prue can't actually go on footy things as comedians to talk about football. So enjoy your shift on the front bar with Mick Malloy.
Oh, I wasn't on there talking fucking footy. Don't worry about it. I was on there getting roundly hated by fat turds in skin tight football jerseys.
Right,
it was bad news. Don't worry about it. I'm not one of them.
You and I did do a gig for a football club together.
Oh, yeah, we did,
recently.
Actually. Yeah, that was that's the last gig that I've done, and that was a long time. That was, 4 months ago or something.
And it was an all-female lineup for a football club.
Yeah, and
club
we got
gig.
Heckled.
And it was not good.
Oh. Yeah, we got heckled quite badly by some old men that I wasn't talking about menopause. I'm not that old yet, but he didn't like the menopause.
Yeah, that was my gear, obviously.
Yeah,
PhD kicked you in early.
Yeah. For the listener, Prue's 60. Okay. Question 4. It is truth universally acknowledged that a single person in want of a relationship must join a social mixed netball team.
Rod.
Yes, Rodney.
Rose.
No, it's Prue.
I was like, was that me? Why didn't I do that, actually?
You should.
Really? How did you go? Did you slay some...
I don't like sports. So I just went the old-fashioned way and met my boyfriend on Tinder.
Okay. But are you bi?
Yes, the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
Are you bi?
Yeah.
I feel like you would find more gay women on a mixed netball team.
Like I found a lot of them on OkCupid.
Yes, I used to be on OkCupid. It was a very...
Very progressive.
There was lots of different tick boxes that you could tick for what you were into. I'm not going to say anything more because I don't want to get cancelled. So
I played mixed netball once. It's fucking quite aggressive.
Did you pick up?
Did I pick up? No, I slam dunked. They don't allow that.
What was your position?
The C for a while, but then in the...
You can't just slide into centre.
Why not?
Because you don't need all over the court. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
That's the pinnacle of the team.
Yeah, I know. Wing defence over here, guys. Yeah. I'm aware.
That's the short
one, isn't it? That's in football, it's back pocket. That's what
It's the short girl.
The encouragement
that's
award.
That's where I always was.
Encouragement award. Yeah, I actually have a lot of them, so thanks for that.
All right, question 5. Whatever happened to the word tockley? I miss it.
Prue.
Yes, Prue.
Rodney.
No, it was Luke Heggie. Oh. Of course it was Luke.
I didn't even know that. I nearly answered that. That must be a while ago.
That's called back to 2014.
What is it? Tockley.
Tockley with a T. So it's if you ever read Pitcher magazine, Tockley and Smoo were the two. Tockley was for men, Smoo was for women.
Oh.
Tockley's a dick.
Tockley's a penis, yeah.
Okay.
That's cute.
Okay.
Yeah. In the back with the home girls and the home blokes.
I remember.
And the bad girls. I think you find it's pronounced Schmoo.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. There's a silent CH in before the M.
Oh. Schmoo.
Yeah, I feel way better about it now.
Yeah. Question 6. It's offensive when people say depression can be fixed by exercising. Everyone knows a big poo is the only cure.
Luke.
Yes, Luke.
That's Rose Callahan.
It is Rose Callahan, yes. Yes.
No!
Yes. It's got real grandma vibes to it. If you feel I've got a sore tummy, just go and sit and see.
My family was inspired. Shit, shower and shave.
Yeah.
She challenged Shay. That'd solve something, would it?
That solves everything.
All right.
Does that cure depression as well?
Fucking yeah, anything that's wrong with you.
Cup of tea at Beck's and a good lie down.
Yeah.
The, big old shit.
Bit older. Yeah.
Right, question 7. You can lock me down for days. You can lock me down for weeks. You can lock me down for a lifetime. And I promise you, I will still never, ever buy and wear an Udi.
Oh, Rod.
Yes, Rod.
Is it Luke?
No, that's Prue. That's Prue.
What's an Udi?
Yeah. Oh, Udis are big in our even our I know demographic that. In the female. Is it like a female?
They're everywhere.
Yeah. It's a snuggie. Yeah. It's just a snuggie, isn't it?
It's a giant hoodie.
It's a long hoodie is what it
is.
Yeah.
A long
but
hoodie,
made
okay.
Made of blanket.
Yeah, it's like sheepskin.
And you can get them in different like colours and like with different pictures on them.
They only come in tacky prints.
Yeah.
There's
and
no natural.
Like, you have to though. You won't go back. And I'm like, I'm not. I know I'm a mum now, but I'm not willing to.
As someone who's got one, big fan. Oh. Big fan of
us. Really? Oh,
my kid's got them. And, you know, when your kid gets one, you're like, oh, that's great. Yeah. And you encourage them. So then they're like, oh, do you want one for your birthday, Dad? And I'm not going to say, oh, no, nah, I'm too cool for that. So I got one. My only thing with it is the pocket's too low.
It's not called being too cool for something, Josh. It's called respecting yourself.
Yes.
Exactly. Yeah. Dignity, okay?
Just keeping it class.
And you
just
wasted
trying to rise my children
present.
Up. Yeah. Sorry, look, you going to say something?
It's not natural fibre, though, is it? You say sheepskin. It's nothing to do with it. It's like it's all just shit, isn't
it's
it?
Not even synthetic. Looked at a sheep.
It's yeah, very right. cool.
Yeah.
No, I think no.
It's fast little... fashion, and that's really bad for the environment.
I think it's wool. Pretty sure it's wool.
No, it's not.
Fucking doubt it. I very much
they
doubt it's wool.
They look like pure plastic, those things.
All right, question 8. Instead of drunk history, what about trippin' future? Give someone shrooms and they talk about what they think will happen in the future. Yes, Rose.
Rodney.
You are correct. Yeah, that was
Rodney. Yeah. So the vibe? Yeah.
Yeah, it's the vibe.
Yeah. Yeah,
that sounds sick though. I can't wait till I stop breastfeeding. I'm just gonna get on the acid.
You can get a filter. It goes on your nipples and it gets rid of the drugs and stuff.
Are
and
you
alcohol.
Serious?
Yeah, is like this... it comes out of this chamber, and like the other chamber saves the alcohol and the drugs. And then
that's
you just...
a bomb.
What forum did you find? Because I've done a lot of googling and
pretty sure this... you can get it on the internet. It's $29,
like,
I think.
I'll get it with my ivermectin.
And then you can just save, and then like, and then you can give the other bit in the chamber to someone else because that's like full of the acid.
I can sell the thing that I put on my nipples to some guy on the internet, and so I'm just like making money.
Because Rose,
that's
going to
pay for itself.
Did you used to smoke? You stopped smoking. How long ago did you stop smoking?
Look. It's been a long lockdown, okay, Josh? I might have started smoking again a few weeks ago. I'm not prepped. I've got a thing of Nicorette things that I was using yesterday and then I caved again. I did stop smoking and then I'm dabbling. I'm just recreationally
Hey, no judgment. My mum smoked all through pregnancy. No judgment.
And look at how tall you are and like fit and everything. Same here. Like my mum smoked like heaps and like I'm so
We're both in our 6 feet.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Question 9. Shaving your head in lockdown is the haircut equivalent of screaming into the void.
Luke.
True.
Yes, Luke.
That's Rose.
It is Rose. Yes. Point for Luke. Yes.
Yeah. My partner shaved his head.
Did he? Oh,
yeah. He's
big
like
move.
He's renowned for like having good hair as well, so it was like a real cry for help.
Yeah. Hilarious. Check in with him or have you just left it?
Nah, he'll be right. He just screams in the shed for a while and he's okay.
I was saying a very similar thing. I said if you've bleached your hair or shave your head, it's a call for like help.
Yeah.
Oh, big time.
And I was saying this to Dave Thornton. And then, as I said, he just removed his hat and he just shaved his head. This was in the very first lockdown. I mean, sorry, mate. Yes. I didn't know things were too far.
How many weeks into the first lockdown?
This was like 2 weeks into it. Like, it wasn't even, we weren't in lockdown. I was still going into my office at Stupid Old Studios. Like, we weren't even proper lockdown. It was just gigs had been cancelled.
Masks. People were just wearing
masks. There's
nothing
better than the people that went early.
Yeah.
Like, if you just really time your breakdown so it's immediate, you're like, oh, they were hanging on for that.
Yeah, because oh, I think one more thing. Sammy Shah shaved his head like a week before hairdressers were open again. Like, it was just one of those great, oh, this is.
Yeah.
Well, I got pregnant and then I was like, this is, you know, I don't know, April last year. And I was like, this thing's going to last for a while. And then I found out.
The pregnancy.
Well, yeah, I found out I was pregnant. And then that day they're like, pubs are reopening again, guys. I was like, fuck, I really fucked this. But who's having the last laugh now?
Have you ever shaved your head, Rodney?
Oh, a long time ago.
How big is it?
The head, oh, it's just, yeah, the head's big. It's not, the hair's not actually big. It's my head that's big.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's a relief, actually. I don't like those blokes with a tiny little tennis ball head. Untrustworthy.
He shaved his head last week.
And our final question for the first round. RIP Ivan Milat. You taught us all so much. We all thought you may pull through, but you didn't. Sleep sweetly, beautiful angel.
Rose. Rodney.
Yes, Rose.
That's
Prue. Oh.
No, it's Luke.
Luke, it's Luke.
Really beautiful sentiment.
Oh, really nice. Luke, I like saying.
Luke has a brand.
Yeah, he does the RIP.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Like another comedian that always writes things about people die.
I don't know. I saw other people doing it. I thought I'm getting in on that. I've just committed. Thought, you know, I've got to.
Doesn't Adam Hills always post about like when people die?
That's for people he's met in real life.
Oh, there's like a Tumblr account of all the I shouldn't say this. My career's.
Well,
there
is
a Tumblr. Yeah. I didn't start it. It just exists out there. And he's just said, like, oh, I'm sorry that blah died like 30 times or whatever. And that's great. And I really support him in that. And I just wanted to put that out there.
But does he go and read out in Luke's one is I edited it because Luke also then will have a link to his merch or a gig he's got coming up in every single one. Yeah.
Well, that's where I saw other people.
Adam Hills Tumblr. Yeah.
Does Hills promote himself afterwards? Yeah, I met him once. Yeah. This is a picture of me with him. I'm doing a show this theater this weekend.
TV show.
Fucking love it.
It's good that he found a niche, Adam Hills.
Yeah, exactly. Something to give a bit of profile, a few retweets.
I've had a bit of grief from a few of them, but whatever. I don't care.
The family of Ivan Milat didn't say, oh, this is out of order. Don't go.
No, they invited me to the funeral. No.
You did a tight five at the top.
All right, the end of that first round. The scores are Rodney, 0 points. You can get off the mark there. Rose, you're on 1 point. Prue on 3 points. We need out in front on 5 points. It's Luke Heggie.
Sucked in.
Wow. Okay.
All right, this round. It's called 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Now, we've all had jobs. Sometimes they're great. Sometimes they're not so great. And this round, we talk about those jobs that have stayed with us. And today, we're talking about a young Luke Heggie. Now, Luke, in his younger days, used to work at McDonald's, and he hated it. He had just received his third written warning and was looking for new opportunities. But what job did he go for, but unfortunately did not get? Was it A? He applied to be a saxophonist in the Army Reserve Band. He passed the competency test, the physical, but he did not pass the psych test. So that's A. B. He applied to be a maintenance man on Lady Elliot Island. During the interview, they told him the history of the place, that the island is made from coral and bird shit. Luke thought they were joking and said, fuck off, as if the whole place is made of shit. And not surprisingly, the boss did not like being told to fuck off in an interview. Or C. He applied to be a deckhand for a company that charters yachts to what Luke would describe rich cunts. Luke had no boating experience, but the guy gave him a trial. One of the clients on the yacht suffered severe seasickness and vomited all over Luke's shoes. Luke decided he could deal with being vomited on or rich cunts, but he couldn't deal with them both at the same time, so he quit after one shift. Now, one of these is true. You can ask Luke as many questions as you want, but bear in mind, he wants you to get it wrong, so he gets your point. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Well, I feel like there's a lot of detail on the last one, so seems like it's true.
Well, you can ask him questions about it. See if he knows anything about.
Yeah. What are the sick bit? What kind of shoes were you wearing? Vomited on.
Well, just it's like a deckhand, but you had to wait. Deckhand involves lots of shit. You're not just throwing the boat line and shit. You have to. What's that?
I've watched a lot of the reality show Below Deck, so I think you're in over your head here. What is the preferred knot of the? I don't know. What did you have to do as a? Okay. What else did you have to do? How many meters was the yacht?
It was about 12, I think. I was only on it once. I fucking hated them. Like they were, it was they're bad people. A lot of
what are the
it was,
other roles of the staff on the yacht? What are the names of the other jobs?
Well, in the galley, there's a cook and a chef, and then a captain,
a cook
and then
a
me.
Chef.
Yes.
Oh, all right,
they're fucking massive into food, these people. Like the rich ones, food's the biggest thing. They catch fish, bring them in, that sort of shit. And mm-hmm. the chef has to prepare them. But, yeah, you know, I did just do all sorts of shit, just general hand, deckhand shit, and serve food. So my shoes, in answer to your question, Prue, yes. were just black black boots, like red-back
no,
boots that you could polish.
Not...
How was enough space? Why did you have to get your shoes vomited on? Couldn't they turn around and vomit somewhere else? Why was it on your shoes?
Well, you'd fucking think that, wouldn't you? Well, that was part of the problem. He'd already spewed over the side a bit and stuff, and I was... You know, bringing in water, all that sort of shit. And he's a prick anyway. They weren't nice people. And, he just turned around at the exact time we couldn't control. I've never liked that with people and vomit, how they can't get outside or to the toilet. And it just fucking did me in.
What's your history with brass band music?
played saxophone when I was a kid. Started with alto and did a bit of tenor as well. So I could play from about 10 onwards. I was in the school band. And I kept playing after school, a couple of bands and stuff. I don't play anymore. It's a bit antisocial.
What kind of bands? Ska? Were you in a ska band? You were, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
Wearing like a little hat and stuff and like checkered clothes.
No, it was stage and jazz. Okay. Whatever. But I was never a high achiever.
It's Bird Shit Island. That just screams.
What kind of bird shit is it?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I think that was bullshit. I said fuck off, but it wasn't like, I didn't yell fuck off. It was like, fuck off, like a nice way. I remember I was at 1770 doing some fishing, and this dude said, you know, you want to stay? I fucking hated it. I didn't want to go back to Brisbane where I was working at McDonald's. And I met some blokes, and I was there with a friend, got introduced to this bloke who had resort's a bit shit, and he needed some maintenance work. I said, yeah. Cool, I can do that. And I got talking to him. It wasn't like a sit-down formal interview, like Josh said. It was more casual. And he said,
so were
yeah, it's mine.
On the island?
No, never made it to
the
island.
Never even saw the island?
No. He said it's made of coral and bird shit.
Isn't Nauru made out of bird shit?
One of them is made out of... There is some bird shit island.
It's hair and it fossilizes. So it's not like just wet shit on the ground. It's like, after years and years and years of just only birds being there. No,
I mean, wouldn't that be hard to build on, Prue? Yeah. Wouldn't it be hard to lay some foundation? You're a civil engineer.
You know when you're at the beach and you take the sand and you let it drip through your hand and you make towers? That's what I'm picturing. I'm like, that seems realistic to me. That's
a
great building technique.
It's a coral island. It's on the sort of south end of the Whitsundays. A few islands just like it.
Mm.
But it's inhabited. I don't think many of the others are down there. But no, it's not just bird shit. It's coral. So, you know.
I'm feeling like maybe I'm not feeling the coral bird shit island story personally. I don't think that's real. I don't know how you guys are feeling.
Yeah.
Oh, no,
I think it's too boring to submit to the podcast.
You know? I think, as like the... I just feel like the level of detail is not there. Personally, I feel like the saxophone thing is bizarre enough to be true and like off brand enough to be true.
Yeah, I'd like to know what the psych test was. Is it like the ink splots and your
Well,
they're like, what do you see? You're like, I see kindness and peace, and they're like,
yeah.
Well, no, the bloke doing it is a bit of a dick, and I've never really liked authority.
Psychology.
No, okay. I didn't mind that.
Authority. So joining the army would be the thing to do. Like,
yeah.
Was
better than Macca's.
Yeah, fucking anything.
I worked at Macca's as well.
Hated Macca's. It was awful. And I just wanted to get out. Someone said you can make as much money in like a weekend as you do in a month at Macca's. So get in on this. I said, yeah, righto. And I was only 17. But yeah, it was the guy's a prick. He tried to trick me. I didn't like it. He didn't like the insubordination.
Where would you have been posted if you'd got the job?
I wasn't ready to go in country.
Afghanistan.
Straight to the Gulf. No,
just
Brisbane.
Just by the barracks.
Yeah, just the barracks. Brisbane. You don't get posted in the Army Reserves. You still live at home.
Don't they call it posted? Do you have to stay at the barracks? No.
That's the actual...
That's the actual
forces. Army. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Army reserves are like accountants who want to tell everyone at work, yeah, I'm in the army.
Yeah.
If we do go to war, they're like, sucked if we run out of soldiers, we're actually going to war now.
Yeah, except not me, because I'm mental and I didn't, not allowed to go. And
that'll be good if things keep going south that you've already got that.
Yeah, having said that, I've been to Afghanistan a few times since, and no one
just
asked me.
Just on a holiday or?
No, I went for as a comedian.
No, I was joking, but, that is...
A friend of mine is a flautist in the Air Force band, and she's got to keep up with all the, all the fitness tests and stuff like that. So,
really?
Yeah, we keep on saying to her, so how bad's it going to get if they're like, all right, we've run out of all the soldiers. Quick, you with the flute, get in there. Yeah, Pied Piper it out of there.
Yeah, I think flute would be a good weapon, really.
Yeah, it would. Would it fall hard? Great. Good. Turn it into a machete.
You could put poison darts in it and blow it out.
Ooh, yeah. Poison darts would be cool.
Yeah.
All right. What do we think? A, B, or C? We'll go with you, Rodney.
I'll toss up between B or C because I know that Bird Shit Island exists, and I remember seeing it on a David Attenborough doco, I think. But I'm not. That's pretty good if it is true. But I think Luke would know that, so he wouldn't say fuck off. He would know there's a Bird Shit Island, so I'm going C.
You going C? All right. Yeah. Prue.
Yeah, I'm leaning C.
You're leaning C as well. And Rose Callahan.
I'm going with A.
You're going with A. The correct answer was A, Rose. He applied to be a saxophonist in the Army Reserve.
Well done, Rose.
Fuck. So I can't believe you applied to go join the Army, Luke.
Neither do I. I was young. It's nearly two-thirds of my life ago.
Yeah, okay.
Cigarettes in the army, you got to get them young. You can't get them when they're too old. They're not getting interested.
I saw a great TikTok the other day that was people that had signed up for the Navy thinking that it was a job with great benefits at Old Navy, the clothing store. They're like, we always get them that way.
Also, Lady Ellie Island is made of coral and bird shit. So that's going for anyone thinking I made that up. That's actually a real thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That I saw in a documentary. So I thought.
And I have said fuck off with mixed results, but not, not
in
aggressively.
Job interviews?
Not in job interviews, no.
Yeah. All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Rodney, you're still on 0 points. Rose, you doubled your score. You're on 2 points. Prue, you're still on 3, but way out in front now on 7 points. It's Luke Heggie.
A lot of change there.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yeah.
All right.
We don't like change.
This round is called In this round, each of you are given a fact about someone else on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it incorrect, they get your point. So you can ask them as many questions you want. Bear in mind, they want you to get it wrong. So to Luke now. Now, Rodney once worked for an accounting software company and hated it. In order not to do any work, he would act like he was really, really stupid. Once a customer asked if they had software for leases... spelled L-E-A-S-E-S, and Rodney pretended to mishear and transferred the person to Lisa in accounts. Yeah or nah?
Well, I mean, given his previous form and telling us how much he fucking hates work, I'm already leaning towards yeah, but I better ask some questions. How many leases were in the office, mate?
There was two.
There were two? Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's handy for the leases there. And how many, how many times did you pull that stunt?
About three or four times.
Okay, and you pick a different leaser each time.
Well, there's only two, whatever.
Yeah, but like each you would alternate between the leases, sort of thing.
Yeah, I'll say, oh, she's at lunch at the moment.
Okay.
Depends on what time they called.
Yeah, great. And did you ever sleep at work?
No, I didn't sleep at that job. Not at that job, no.
Not at that
one. Okay. Did you, do you ever used to leave your jacket on a chair and just walk out? Like leave a computer on, jacket on the chair, walk out? Like in a hurry?
What, to leave or go go to lunch?
Just leave, go to a movie or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So people thought you'd just be back. Is that the trick?
Yeah, yeah. Then they just think you're coming back.
I can't believe I'm only just learning this.
It's really good. Leave your computer on.
I saw Rodney once at a Portuguese chicken joint while he was on the clock, supposed to be doing the megaphone down at the Enmore or the factory. So,
was it Frango's?
Hang on.
Which chicken shop?
I was probably on a break.
Yeah, I don't know. A lot of breaks, mate. A lot of breaks from what I saw.
You know what else you can do? Like, it's like the leaving the jacket on the thing. You can just be in a meeting and just go, guys, sorry, I've got to go, and then just leave like pretend someone called you.
Yeah.
You have to commit to it.
That's why most of us had fucking kids. So you can just go, sorry, mate, I've got to go, and just hang up on people.
Exactly. So,
At my work at Channel 10, they've changed the sensor lights in the toilets so that they go black after a minute if no one's moving.
Can't you just do a little...
What?
No, you've got to actually stand up and move.
Oh. Yeah, I've heard of it. That's disgusting, doing that to people.
So if you're like doing a number two, you have to be like going like that.
If you can't see, then you've got to stand up, wipe, and you can't see, and then you've got to move a bit and then sit back down. It's like...
Capitalism...
If it's taking you more than 60 seconds, you're not ready.
Yeah, like get on the Musil.
Yeah. Yes.
Sorry, Rodney. Fan of the Musil on this podcast.
Yeah.
I'd be like, no problems, got my phone flashlight.
Yeah.
I can still stay here a while.
Yeah. You can still scroll in the dark. Yeah, like, my phone has light on
it. It's actually more pleasant.
Yeah. Helps me focus more.
What do you think, Luke? Yeah or no?
I'm going yeah.
You are correct. It was a true story. Yeah.
Nice. That's true. And they used to play samples. They recorded some of the stuff, and they used to play samples to new staff, and they said, don't be like this guy. And they used to play it to people in training. I found out from a mate who still worked there.
Nice.
And then because I paid monthly and I quit, and then the idiots paid me for another month accidentally, and they sent me a letter saying, do you mind repaying it? And I just never got back to them.
You're never going to repay that. It's not fucking like
number one, Rodney one, that tech company is zero.
All right, so I put there to Heggy. Now to Rodney. Now, when Rose gave birth, she had a few complications and the doctors wanted to keep her in the hospital. After a week, she had enough of being in the hospital and wanted to go home. So in order to do that, Rose had to administer an enema on herself, which she does not recommend. It's got a theme to this show. I didn't realise this, but yeah or nah?
Well... hang on. So you already had the baby?
Yeah.
But what is that? What you do? You have an enema after a baby? Is that? I'm not sure.
So, all right. I'm so glad that I get to talk about my birth story on this podcast, you guys. So I actually ended up having an emergency C-section, but before that, I'd also had a lot of back pain, so I'd been taking a lot of Endone. Okay, and then after, like, I had a cesarean, so they cut you up. I mean, they just give you heaps of painkillers, Endone, and what's the other big one?
Methadone.
Ketamine.
Not ketamine. Not morphine. Like the other, Panadine Fort. Fort and Endone. So I was just chowing down on that. And even before I had the baby, I was like due, and I asked the doctor for more Endone or whatever, or Panadine Fort, whichever one you're allowed to have. And he was like, you better take this medication and get on the Metamucil and stuff, because that stuff will really back you up, and you need to be clean. You need to be flush before you go through this process. But I didn't listen to him. And then it had been 8 days. Ooh. 8 days.
Oh.
And every day I was like, I need some help here. I haven't done a poo. And they were like, yeah, whatever. And yeah, so I ended up being in hospital for basically a week because I went to get some test results, and they were like, sucked in, you can't leave. We're going to like induce you, where they give you all these chemicals to make the baby come out, but then it like doesn't come out after 2 days. So then they just give you a cesarean anyway. But he was like, this is after like a week I'd been there. He was like, I'm not going to let you leave the hospital until you have an enema, and either the midwife can give it to you or you can give it to yourself. And I was like, well, I still have my dignity. Okay, I will be administering this myself. So then I like went into the bathroom, and my room and the one next to me, like, they shared the same bathroom, but there was like a door on either side. So it's like some other poor lady who's just had her babies on the other side. And I'm like, and the chick, she was a bitch. She didn't give me any instructions either. So I was like, okay. I was like Googling like the.
So they do just hand to a bag and a hose.
Yeah. It's like, no, those, like those volcano experiments that every primary school kid does.
No, it's like a little tube. It's like a tube that you undo and then you like.
Pump the water in?
No, it's just like a chemical that you put up your bum and then you just like try and hold it in there for as long as possible to just let it really percolate and then hopefully like it just – and then so I said to Nick, my partner,
no
I was like –
there's no hose involved.
No, it was like a just DIY style. I wish.
So what did you shit weigh? Was it healthy and was it like –
I'm getting to it was happy and healthy. Mum and Bub's doing great.
I'll just fucking
Nick
die.
Wrote a Facebook post. He's like, Rose is a hero. I'm just so proud of what she's done today. No, but the midwife kept like, she was like, what are you doing? You need to come and feed the. She was like knocking on the door while I was trying to do it. And I had like music going. And Nick was like, don't go in there. And she was like, come out. You've got to come and feed the baby. It was a nightmare.
Wouldn't you be like, can't you just C-section the shit out?
Yeah.
You did it exactly.
I was like, give me the epidural. Just, cut it open again. Let's
An
just
ass
go
is already
in.
Its own C-section.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They've gone too far.
What do you think, Rodney? You reckon Rose just made that all up?
I don't know. It seems pretty far. I'm going to say yeah.
Rodney, you have a point. That is a true story.
I've got a point.
It would be very vivid, if I made that up.
So how long after did you get to go home then, Rose? Straight away? Did you flush and go, get our stuff, Nick? We're going home.
Yeah, it was like, I believe it was, that day. Yeah. They tried to pull some other shit and they were like, the baby doesn't weigh enough. And I'm like, I'm leaving this place. I hadn't been outside for a week. It was, it wasn't a great time. And I didn't actually do the full shit then, but I just, it sort of just like skimmed a little bit off the top. But when I went home, it was like, it was above the water. You know what I mean?
Do you have to bring them in to show them the shit?
Literally, well, no, they believed me, thankfully, but I'm surprised they didn't because the whole thing was so humiliating. Come on, you got to show us your little poop. But,
all right.
I was scared.
Point there for Rodney.
All right.
Are you trying to cut off my birth story, Josh? Wow.
You're on the birth though now, isn't it?
Yeah.
It was a birth of a kind, you know?
It's a throwback.
All right, Rose, now this is to you. Now, Prue broke her leg in year 7 doing something the school called the confidence course. But no one believed her when she broke it, so she just went about her school day with a broken leg. The only reason they realised it was broken is that night her dad accidentally sat on her foot and Prue was in so much pain they went to get it checked. Yeah or nah?
Okay. I need to know. This sounds like a very Prue story. what was the confidence course and where can I sign up?
The confidence course was at my school growing up in Harvey Bay and they had some sort of American Ninja Warrior course they'd made in like the bushland out the back. And it would have things like you'd have to like go across these ropes and then climb under things. And I'm sure it was much like your fitness training for the Army Reserves, Luke.
Yeah, exactly.
giving you
so was it like a ropes course kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of like a ropes course with dirt and stuff. And there was a ramp that you had to run up and then jump off. And I was such a little fat kid that I ran up it, jumped off it, and just I think the weight of my own body broke my foot.
Okay. And did that make you feel confident?
Well, that's what every doctor asked me for for all the medical treatments for the 3 months or whatever it took to heal. And the answer was
This like an all-girls school?
No, co-ed. But no, I was also like a little drama queen in school. So I was obsessed with getting my appendix out because I wanted a scar like Madeline. And so I would always be like,
just get a cesarean.
Yeah.
And you get that sweet endone. Give yourself an enema. It's great.
Well, I don't even think you get a scar for an appendix now.
Don't they go through the belly button? Keyhole surgery.
Oh,
you're the doctor. I don't know.
When did you get yours at though, Luke?
Oh, it was, late 80s?
Yeah.
Well, I was still doing scars back then. Yeah.
Now it's all keyhole. It's
just, yeah. Yeah.
Whip okay. it out. So how come you didn't know that it was broken?
Because it was my foot that was broken. I could still walk on it. So it was swollen. But I was also, as I said, known for crying wolf when it came to these sorts of scenarios.
And was your dad in the habit of sitting on you frequently?
Well,
or?
I was in bed because I was like, I'm so weak and sore. I must rest up. And he came to check on me and be like, toughen up. Come on. Stop with this dramatics. And he sat on my foot when he came to do it, and I screamed. And they're like, she might actually be telling the truth this time.
Did he deliberately sit on your foot? Or was
never admitted to it being deliberate. But that's a great trick if it was.
Yeah.
I think it's based on a true story, but I think nah.
Rose, you are incorrect. This was a true story.
There we go.
I was like, they can't all be correct.
there's one more. No, but my dad did a very similar thing with that testing me. Because I, one day at school on a Friday, we were playing football and I got tackled and my back went into spasms. I hit my head, but no one checked my head because my back was spasming. The next day we had footy and my dad was our coach. And we're running out. I just passed out running out and fell off a step and hit my head again, and my dad was just there going, get up, Josh, don't be an idiot, come on, get up
right.
And all my friends were like, you know, your dad said that for like 20 seconds. Didn't even, like, just was like, God. Get up, what are you doing? Get up. I'd been like had concussion, but no one checked my head, like because my back was going crazy anyway.
To do with your own kid, right? Like, if it was another kid, he would have really checked.
Yeah, for sure. I went to school for 2 days with a broken arm. No one gave a fuck.
I've never broken a limb.
It's cool. Still time,
Rose.
Yeah.
All right, to Prue. Now, one Christmas, Luke did not want to buy presents for his family, so in the months leading up to it, he set about recording all his own farts. He then gave this compilation to a mate of his, who was a sound engineer, who then produced it into a song. So that year for Christmas, his family received a minute of farts. Yeah or nah?
Yeah.
You got to say yes straight away.
Which family? Is this like your family that you made? Your children?
No. My kids
okay, don't. You're like parents.
They get them live.
How many did you give it to?
Probably 8, 10.
Yeah. What was extended. The song? An original composition or a...
Well, the whistling was all like cock rock classics, like your Kay Sands, you're simply the best, that sort of thing. But the farting, that was classical farting. It was like, farting. You know, the Radetzky waltz, the can can, just you know, if you ever had Hooked on Classics, for example, whatever compilation, classic, or you know, big songs, the big ones, for like entry level classics.
It overtook Chris Franklin's I'm a Bloke on the ARIA singles charts.
I wish.
Do they still play it every Christmas?
Mr. Methane had an album out as well.
A
lot of competition in the fart-based music/ comedy genre.
Now I think Methane's got it sewn up. Mine wasn't for commercial sale. And the track's only a minute. I don't think it was, I can't remember. Was that you asking me, does it get played?
Yeah, the family fave?
No, absolutely not.
It didn't go down well.
No, not really. Like it got a couple of
came up well.
Not
though.
Really. No. Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking it was true until you said it didn't go down well, and now I'm like, there's no family that wouldn't find that funny, surely. I've previously called my brother into the phone and hang up.
That sort of shit.
Okay. You did it too much. What did you get them?
I still do that. Oh, like actual presents. So, like, that was one of the major disappointments was not getting anything tangible, really, except a CD. But you know, it was just a CD that I'd made the cover for and photocopied, gave it to them all.
And just one CD addressed to the family, or individual CDs for each member.
No. Yeah, one each. Not a fucking cheapskate. I am, but not that much of a.
Yeah. You bought the box of CDs to burn.
What do you think, Prue? Yeah or nah?
Yeah, I think yeah.
You are correct. A point there for Prue, yes. And do you want to hear it? Luke sent it to me.
Oh, yeah.
Shut yes. up.
Here we go. Hopefully Absolutely. This works.
You've heard him whistle the rock classics. Now, for your listening pleasure, Luke Heggie presents Classical Farting. Here's the William Tell Overture.
Luke is blushing.
And who could forget everybody's dinner table favourite, the Radetzky Waltz? And of course, yes, he can. Classical farting. Out now.
Bravo.
Who says farts? Australia has no culture?
White people have no culture.
I like how it's not a real song. It's like the teasers for the full
yeah.
length
yeah.
song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's like the TV ad voiceover for the box set.
Yeah, it's a sting, yeah.
Yeah.
See if I got any interest.
That's
I
actually
make the whole
what
album.
Sting your eyes.
That's what the earthquake was today. Actually, he's doing a follow-up album.
Very good. All right, the end of the round. The scores are Rodney, you're on 1 point. Rose, you're on 2 points. Prue, you're on 5 points. In the lead, still on 8 points. It's Luke Heggie.
Wow.
All right. The winner gets to keep a copy of that. Yeah. Classical fun.
Finally, something to play for. Yeah.
All right, this round is called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you four. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. You aim your buzzers. You get a point if you get right. Point off if you get wrong. Only round you can lose points. Can't buzz in for your own ones. Here we go. Who here sold a domain name that they owned for $10,000?
Prue.
Yes, Prue.
Rodney.
No, it was Rose Callahan.
Ooh, good Rose.
I spoke to you about domain names. Oh. What was this one?
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm not selling multiple domain names for 10,000. No, I'm sure I did talk to you.
Yeah,
I
was at Bali. We're talking about domain names. And I had footymate.com. What did you sell?
That's right, footymate.com. It was swipenight.com. It was like my podcast that I used to have. And this lady just like emailed me one day and was like, hey, would you be interested in selling this domain name? And I was like, what? And I actually like, I'd heard that somebody was maybe doing a TV show with the same name. So I'd bought the domain names after I'd done the podcast and had just been like hoarding them. And I was like, oh, maybe, but I was like, ooh, and it was like doing all this research. And then I found out that like when I Googled the company she worked for, sorry if this riff is too long.
No, it's
Josh.
Great.
Okay. But and
I
it was just
know
like,
how to replicate this.
Yeah.
Oh, I got really into the idea of flipping domains and I'm like, I still get emails from like domains.com, but like I did a lot of research on it. I was like, it's too hard and people will just sue you and get their domains off you. Rodney's a bit of he's a legend in the game. Well, you have footymate.com.
Well, I haven't sold one for 10 grand. That's why I want to know how you did it.
Well, so when I looked up the lady's company, it looked like their website was like really shit, but like my partner was like, I was like, their site looks a bit shit. And he's like, isn't that what they'd want you to think? And I was like, oh man, you're right. And so then I was like doing my ADHD hyperfocus and was just like Googling everything. And I figured out, like I looked up her name and it said on LinkedIn she worked for this other company called Brand Certified. Then I started Googling them and figured out that those two companies were like a shell company for this company called Mark Monitor, which it like they are like intellectual property. They're like a multi-billion dollar company. They like get domain names for like Netflix and stuff.
You've done $10,000 worth of work.
Hey, it was US dollars as well. Whoa. Thank you very much. So yeah, so I was like, oh, it was like, I was so proud of myself, but I was just doing so much research. So I was like, yes, I'd be interested. What did you, but I was like, but it means a lot to me. You know, it's not just a monetary value. And she's like, we could offer $1,000. And I was like, no, $15,000. But I wanted to negotiate in a clever way. So I was like, Googling all this stuff about how to do it, and I ended up on WikiLeaks. And because WikiLeaks doesn't just have like controversial stuff, it just has like every email. You know, like when they got the tranche of Hillary Clinton's emails, yeah. like most of them were like the most boring shit ever. But if you want to know how to like write a good business email, WikiLeaks is really good. So I copied the way that they worded this stuff in this like conversation about selling some domain name of a movie to Sony Pictures. And I was like,
are you going to read it out?
Yeah.
Oh, do you want me to read it out? No. I've got it here. Do you want me to?
What I want to know, Rose, is you did the podcast with Kirsten. Did you share the money with Kirsten?
No, but she didn't buy the... Oh, I know. I told her that I sold the domain because she was the co-host of the old podcast. But, like, look, I took a bet on it and, and you know, I did all the...
And you put the work
Don't
in.
Start shit, yeah, Josh.
Yeah, you justify
you know
it however you want, Rose.
I bought the domain name, but, yeah. I said, hi, Kelly. My apologies for the delay in my response. As you probably know through your research, Swipe Night has been associated with me for several years, and it is good name recognition in the podcast and social media space. Blah, blah, blah. Give me 15 grand. And she was like, no, 7.5. And I was like, what about the 8 other domain names that I bought, the like .co.net and the .biz and the .jobs and stuff? And then eventually she said $10,000.
Wow.
Everything must go.
That's pretty good.
Love that. Stuff.
I talked a lot about this to Daniel Towns. He's like really into that sort of stuff and the share market.
That's a good win, that. I still got mine. No one's like, I got footymate.com and I just get people because they've got those toys, Footy Mates. So I'll just get messages that just say the footy guys they want, not the actual domain. I just got an email that just said Paul Gallen. That's it.
They're like, I just want to tell you I like the toy. Have you ever put it on one of those domain sale websites? Like,
But then it costs money to put them on that. So, you know, just like spending monthly amounts on
spend
shit.
Spend money to make money.
Yeah. I wish someone wanted LukeHeggie.com. I'd fucking give it up in a second.
I'd say joshua.com.au.
Yeah, same.
Yeah.
I've got RippardMurdochMedia.com. And I keep it on. And I always reply to Kevin Rudd when he tweets about Rupert Murdoch. I'm, dude, do you want to buy this? And he hasn't got back to me yet, you know.
You're going
to
get killed.
Yeah. One of my old colleagues, he bought the domain name of, like, the CEO of the whole company and, like, used it to blackmail him. I was like, dude, that's not like a really – that's you think you're being clever, but that's just not a very clever thing to do.
Well, that's exactly what you did to Swipe Night, woman.
Yeah.
I swiped that cold hard cash.
All right, question 2. Who here had a burger in Copenhagen where the sauce was just an entire stick of butter?
Luke.
Burger. Yes, Luke.
That's Prue.
It is Prue, yes.
Yeah.
Boy, there.
Just looks like the kind of doctor who'd go to Copenhagen.
It's my favourite place.
What was in the burger?
The burger was just a regular burger, but instead of sauce, it was just like a pat of butter in the middle of the patty.
Like a round. It was round.
Yeah, like
the
a
butter.
Round of butter, yeah.
I'm glad we can't travel anymore.
It was so delicious. And I was from a gas station. Highly recommend.
Yeah. Wait, at a gas station? Yeah. What are you doing buying a burger at it?
It was like a trendy thing to do. You go to Copenhagen, look up Copenhagen Eats, it will tell you to go get this burger. It's like a trend. It's done up the gas station.
Okay. It's like a hipster gas station.
Yeah, it's hip. All right. Question... I mean, everything's hip in Copenhagen.
Question 3. Who here worked for a sponsored child charity with a boss who was so evil they wouldn't send out photos of kids they didn't seem attractive enough?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Was that Rodney?
Yeah, it was Rodney. Yeah.
That sounds like a call center / going up to people on the street job.
Yeah. It was terrible.
Hey, check out this hot kid, bro. What are you?
Well, it was like I'm going to say this, but you know, I'm not going to say. I'm probably scared of the seat. I know she's still there because I went on a Tinder date, and we're talking about where we work.
Like,
do you work for them?
I love you.
Do you bleep names out?
Yeah, I can bleep name out.
Yeah, and then it said, oh, is still CEO. And then she goes, yeah. And then, like, the Tinder date, the poor woman, she's, like, scared of her. See, I can fucking see why you're scared of her. When I was working there, she didn't put kids up. And she was racist. She wrote, for one girl, she wrote Gorilla Woman. And the other girl, she wrote Monkey Girl. And she put them on a wall. And they weren't attractive enough to be sent out. She said, they're too ugly to be sent out. Oh, I only worked for 3 months. I didn't pass the 3 month trial, and I didn't care that I did because it was awful.
Have you ever been on the website glassdoor.com?
No.
You can, like, review your employer and, like, rate them.
I probably would have done it if it existed back then, but.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not too late. Like, you can go back and do it about.
Just make sure, please bleep the name out, please, Josh. Yeah, I'm scared of her. Yeah, yeah.
5852. All
right. It says more about the end user, though, that they need a pretty little boy or girl on their fridge. Otherwise, they're not given any money. So I don't like this woman either, but
it's society. Is that
surely charity, if charity too attractive, consumers? You'd be like, they seem to be doing well.
Yeah. It's probably
there's a
science to it.
Yeah. Did they focus group this strategy?
Yeah. Give them a glow up. All right, question four. Who once drove from Melbourne to Brisbane in a combi van that could only get into third gear?
Prue.
Yes, Prue.
Luke.
Yeah, it was Luke.
Yeah.
Yes, I did. Yeah. Had a combi.
Did you
shit
call
itself.
It Brisby the whole way?
Yeah.
Brisby.
Well, I was looking at combi and I said Brisby.
We're Brisby
can't
bound.
Wait to get to Brisby.
See, normally, Prue, I would have deleted that out, but now I can't because you've called back to it.
Was it like after the comedy festival or something?
Oh, no. This is like in the 90s. So I had a combi, started in Perth and just thrashed it for months and got to Melbourne. It just shit itself and I didn't have much money. I had to get back to Brisbane, so... It only had third gear. It's a fucking challenge. Like, you got to park on a hill. You got to time lights. You got to do... It's stressful. It wasn't worth it.
You got to park on a hill so you get the downward momentum.
Yeah.
To reach third. Is that why you're going
to do it? Or you start in... Yeah, every morning. You'd have to park on a hill. So I was sleeping in it on a fucking hill. And then you see a set of lights. You're like, slow down. Got it. And speed through them. It was a disaster. It was...
So you couldn't stop?
Oh, I could stop.
It had brakes.
But when I start again, you'd have to start in third gear. That's all it had.
See, when I was in grade 7, our family went on a holiday to Queensland and we were driving from Noosa to Brisbane and the car we hired, the brakes didn't work and we had to get there to get our flight. So Dad had to drive pretty much from Noosa to Brisbane with just the handbrake.
Fuck.
Whoa. I drove into uni once with just the handbrake on, but it was like I would just have my P plates and I just kept going. I just didn't stop the whole way to uni. And then because I hadn't kind of realised that the handbrake was an option. So then to park, I just rolled into a bush and I was like, that'll do. Off to my lecture.
Wait, so the brakes stopped working?
Yeah, the brakes just stopped working.
Was someone trying to sabotage you or something?
I'd run out of brake fluid.
Oh.
It's not a lot of breakdowns anymore in cars. Cars are a bit boring now. You don't break down.
Yeah. Just flat tyres and stuff. Yeah. All the batteries gone flat.
Yeah, and then you fucking call someone, an actual man, to come and fix it.
Yeah. Soft. Yep.
Who here once did a terrible gig for a rugby league function, got no laughs, and then had a rugby legend make fun of them afterwards during his speech?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Rodney.
Yes, you are correct. It was Rodney, yeah.
Yeah. He got up. It was a fucking awful gig. And then he got up and he said, oh, I'm funnier than a comedian. And then everybody just pissed themselves laughing. That was the biggest laugh of the night.
Was it a legend of the game?
Yeah, it was one of them, yeah.
Right.
Oh, and then when I was leaving,
I'll beep it.
But when I was leaving, I was all right. I was getting into a cab and I was, you know, the walk of shame leaving out and Greg Inglis was outside. And then he said, oh, that was a good set. It was pretty funny, mate. And I was, you know, mumbling, oh, that was terrible. And then he goes, no, maybe it's a black thing, man. I liked it. So I got a nice thing from Greg Inglis.
Oh, that's good. He's more of a legend than Gallen.
Yeah.
Footy club gigs are not good.
Fucking disaster.
No, just horrible. Stick to comedy official rooms. Yeah.
Comedy rooms.
Yeah.
I did this footy club gig in like, not Moe, but like whatever the like very last suburb of Melbourne is before you get to Moe. And it was like a, like eight, like 18-year-old boys. And I was like the only girl on the lineup. And they just like, it was like one of the few times I was like, they absolutely hate that I'm a woman. Like when I swore, they were like, oh, like, nah, this Sheila's like swearing and shit. Like, and then this, after the, like, I literally wanted, like, I almost burst into tears on stage, and like, I went into the bathroom afterwards, and one of the coaches, this woman, was like, oh, they just don't like you because you're a woman swearing. And I'm like, yeah, I know. But this kid afterwards, one of the players was like, oh, are you really like 32 or whatever? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, oh, I'd throw one up ya. And he was 17 years old. So a 17-year-old said he wanted to throw one up for me.
Throw one
happy
up.
Happy story.
Yeah. So it was,
charming.
I was hoping it had a good ending. Like, good, happy ending.
Yeah, it was a win in the end. I was like, he wants to fuck me. Yes, I have value in this footy club.
All right, question six. Whose relationship with their local pizza delivery person during lockdown has made their partner jealous?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
That has a Prue vibe to it.
You are correct. It was Prue, yeah.
Yeah. I got Domino's the other day. You know how it tells you what your delivery driver's like interests are?
Oh,
what?
Like, yeah, what are they? What? If you order Domino's through the what? Domino's official app, yeah, it gives you like a little bit of trivia Jesus about Christ. Your delivery driver. It will be like, why? His favourite pizza is pepperoni. Fucking, and I was like, hell. My favourite pizza is pepperoni. This is uncanny. And then it said like, he wasn't that into sports. And I was like, I'm not that into sports.
Hang on, you're talking to each other while he's delivering this?
No, it's just like a dating app kind of situation.
Oh. Like OkCupid. It's
yeah, why are they doing, is that to humanise the delivery driver so you don't like rob them? Like,
yeah, I guess they have that like pizza checker robot that takes a picture of your pizza, so maybe they think,
yeah, it's like it's in,
let's
the kind
oven. Of go back into the human element now.
Wait, it says, right. It takes a picture of, I remember, yeah, the Domino's app, yeah, being very technologically advanced, like it would tell you what stage the pizza was at, but I didn't know they send you a picture of it getting cooked.
Yeah, there's, yeah, a camera in the, oh, God, no, kitchen thing, the, that
the quality bird, checker,
like bird's eye view.
I don't need to see. I trust them.
That's just no. That's to stop the staff from pissing or
yeah, or putting putting shit in it. Yeah.
Yeah, they just be shitting all over those pizzas at the first second they could.
I've never had a slice.
Thick shakes, perfect.
That's why they're trying to. They're trying to put some, like, you know, information about the Domino's people when they go to deliver it to you, because they're like, maybe if they find love, they'd stop shitting all over their, yeah, pizzas all the time.
They should make it like an IVF clinic, like combine the two.
Oh, yeah. Like, spoof in the pizza. And then
they drive to throw one up you. All right, question.
Yeah.
Question seven. Who was once mugged outside of a 7-Eleven?
Rodney.
Yes, Rodney.
Luke.
Yeah, he was. Yeah. Point there for Rodney.
What happened, Luke?
She kicked out of me. I was about 16, 17 maybe, and yeah, just went in, like middle of the night, two of us went in, got a Slurpee and a hot dog, I believe, and walked out.
You had your
out,
saxophone with you. You're like, what? I like playing the sax, okay? Got
absolutely shit, just beaten hard. And I,
what,
I
just to, straight into physical violence on you?
Well,
not even saying.
It was like a robbery sort of thing. But I, fuck. There was two of them and two of us, and we were hopeless. But like this one was big bloke, and the little one, I was quite short. He came to me and just sort of shaped up, and he got a Slurpee in his face. And then I gave him a whack, and I was fine with him. But the big bloke belted the fuck out of my mate, and then I had to go and help him out. Just got shit kicked through me. And then they said, give us your money. And I sort of laughed because I only had 10 cents left. So they should have got us before we went in, man.
They should have started with the give us your money, and they would have realised, yeah, you didn't have any money.
Well, yeah. I had like $4 before I went in there. Then they had 10 cents coming out. So you can have it, but, you know.
And, was, and also, they like, got another kick in the head. Once they've already beaten the shit out of you, what's the incentive to cough up the cash?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think the cash was an afterthought. It was just joy of kicking
it's
fuck out
bonus.
Of someone. Yeah. 10 cent bonus for doing a good job.
I'm right, sorry next. That happened to you, Luke. Right. Sounds very traumatic. Is that Brisbane? Is that the Valley?
No, it was Sunnybank. It was Brisbane, but Sunnybank. But yeah.
Oh.
Next question. Who once put a bunch of sea lice in their classmates' sleeping bags in the name of revenge?
Prue.
Yes, Prue.
Rose.
Yeah, it was Rose. Yeah, put that for
Prue. Yeah,
that's like the naughtiest story I have from like my I was like, yeah, I was a bit of a rebel in high school.
Well, you put it in everyone's sleeping bags or just one girl?
I think it was like a lot of sea lice in, maybe it was two people's sleeping bags. Look, it was like a really dastardly plan, Luke, and I totally pulled it off and nobody found out about it. It was at Wilson's prom, you know, like in Victoria. Yeah. And it's like they have like a lot of seaweed and just like sea lice jumping all over the place, and me and these other two boys, I was getting bullied, and they threw food in my tent, and I exacted my revenge and
bullied the bully.
No one found out. Yeah.
Nice. Thank
you. All right. Well done.
Question 9. Who was once so sick of waiting to be served at the pub, they just reached over and poured their own beers?
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Rodney.
Yeah, it was Rodney. No.
It's everyone, though, isn't it? Really?
Yeah.
But there is more to Rodney's story.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I did it, and then, like, I was at the Lansdowne years ago, and, like, well, fucking taking ages, and I had an empty schooner in my hand, and I went, oh, fuck it, just pour myself. And then my mate saw me do it, said, give us one. All right, give me your. And I got his. And then another mate saw us, yeah, and then like the woman on the other side of the bar, one of the bar staff saw me, and she's, oi, and then like she chased me, and I was just running around the pub like a cartoon, running around the bar like a cartoon, and then I hid underneath the underneath the bar bit, and I just ducked underneath, and then I just saw their legs, the two bar people's legs just in front of me, go, where did he go? I don't know, I didn't see him, where did he go? And it was like a cartoon where you just see the legs and no head. And then eventually I got out and they kicked me out, but it was fair enough.
Did you get to go back there? Was this before the Lansdowne got a bit more like trendy?
Yeah, it was a while ago. But I got kicked out, and then it was a good friend to have. A good friend was like defending me. Go, no, you can't kick him out. I was, no, they can.
How do you defend that, though? Oh, he was real thirsty, man.
I was like, yeah, I was waiting for ages, I think I said. But then, yeah, but you know.
I would give anything to see that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
smell that.
And I would give all of Rose's $10,000. Hey,
I spent that a long time ago. Thank you very much.
And our final question for the game. Who recently stopped being friends with someone because their friend was having an affair with their married boss?
Oh, fuck.
Rose.
Yes, Rose.
Is that Prue?
That is Prue, yes. Yeah. Put there for Rose.
Yeah.
But okay, it wasn't on ethical reasons. You didn't stop being friends with
him
because...
It was on ethical reasons. Ethically, I couldn't condone her not telling me earlier. Why would she withhold gossip like that?
That's absolutely awful. I mean,
we
the
could
group
have had so
chat,
much to talk about.
At least, yeah.
No, of course. Let me in, baby.
Wait, so it was your friend was with their
Prue's
married?
Friend was with their boss.
Yeah. Who's married.
Who's married.
It's nothing like someone giving you, like, you don't want to be friends with someone anymore, and they give you an excuse like that. You're fucking hot diggity.
Yeah. I'm straight out of here.
Yeah.
I know, it's a relief at this point. You're like, I don't have much time on my hands.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I want cream of the crop, people that are bringing me their best stories day in, day out, giving me the gossip, making it worth my while.
You need, like, CFMEU protesters as friends. You know, they're out there. They're the only ones that are leaving the house at the moment. They're doing rack on the streets of Melbourne. They're climbing up the Westgate Bridge.
They've got stories.
Apparently they were doing cocaine and drinking.
Yeah, I saw that video. Yeah.
Yeah,
they won't get the jab, but they'll have cocaine made from someone else that's got levosimol in it. Yeah,
exactly.
I saw it today. Someone was trying to cancel one of them because he had a cigarette and a can of Jim Beam at the thing. I'm like, well, yeah, I don't think that's the worst thing.
That's not
the
reason.
Who cares? Yeah,
I saw that bloke who got a drink, hit at the back of his head, the reporter. Can of V. Yeah, well, that could be anyone.
I used to work with that guy that got hit in the head with, and I wasn't sad when I saw the footage. Let's just say.
The pot thickens.
He used to work in the radio.
This is the
type of friendship I want, right? Yeah, see? I've got like heaps of enemies. Yeah. I'm really like petty. I'm like, you know, and like he probably says about me, like, oh, Rose, she was lovely. And I'm like, absolute dog.
You reckon he says that?
Yeah.
He was a bit. Anyway, I don't want to slander.
Well, he's bald too. Easy target. He should have thought of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was just glimmering in the sunshine.
All right, at the end of the game, the scores are Rodney Todd, 2 points. You got 2 points.
2 points, yes.
Prue Blake, 6 points. Yeah. Rose Callahan, 7 points.
Oh, my God.
Our winner on 9 points is Luke Heggie. Well done.
Yay.
Yes, well done, Luke.
That's what I came
here
for.
You've won every time, Luke.
Oh, I don't know about it.
You've been on 3 times. I think you've won every time.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty fucking shrewd, mate.
Yeah, pretty good. Right. Now, because you win, you get you get to keep your fart CD.
Thank you very much. Yep.
And also, you got Mid-Flight Brawl. People can listen to Mid-Flight Brawl.
Yes, I've got a podcast called Mid-Flight Brawl with all-round top bloke and future children's author Nicholas J. Cody.
What was his picture book be? It'll be
just a regular, just what they all do eventually. Yeah. You get a blazer and then you write a children's book as a comic. Perfect. In Australia.
It's nearly there. A young kid farting musically for his family.
Yeah, it's just farts and poo.
You're his ghost rider.
Yeah. Rose, where can people find you?
I do a segment every second week on ABC Melbourne about podcasts.
Have you talked about this podcast?
I just realized as I said that, I was like, I don't think I have, but I'll
now you've been on,
time.
Give it a little plug.
I will.
Least you could do.
I did you on my Triple R show as well. I can't do you on every small morsels of media opportunities. Last year I did a podcast called Friendship Rose, which if you're a fan of The Bachelor/Bachelorette, you'd really get the great reference. But The Bachelorette's going to be starting again soon. I bowed out of The Bachelor because it was shit and I've got a baby, but Brooke Blurton, it's going to be the bachelorette, and it's going to be really good. So I'm going to cover that and find me on Twitter and stuff.
All right. Excellent. That's Rose. Prue, where can people find you?
Oh, you can find me at Prue Blake Comedy on Instagram or Twitter, and at Prue Blake on TikTok. And you can listen to my podcast, Ben and Prue Are Better Than You, which is about wellness.
Ooh. Excellent. And Rodney Todd, where can people find you?
Twitter or rodneytodd.com. If you want to buy a domain, you're welcome to.
Yeah, how much is that going for these days?
Footymate.com if they want.
Footymate, RippardMurdochMedia.com and CaptainVegan.com.
If anyone wants rosecallahan.com.au, I'm not really using that one. It's like diverted to the other one, rosecallahan.com. So just... $10,000.
Thanks everyone for being Patreon subscribers to this show. If you're not and you want to be, go to patreon.com/dykwia. Thank you all for doing this. I'll see you next time. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.